been a long, long night for senators who are still debating changes to Senate voting laws. The government expects to pass the bill with the support of the Greens and independent Senator Nick Xenophon. But at one point, Senator Xenophon tried to enter the chamber wearing pyjamas, but was sent away to change. The government says the House will not rise until that bill is passed, and Finance Minister Matthias Cormann is threatening to keep sitting into next week if necessary. Telstra is still working to restore services to some customers after yesterday's massive outage to mobile phones, EFTPOS terminals and ATMs. Some customers were complaining overnight they were still unable to make calls or texts. Telstra has apologised for the inconvenience. They'll hold a press conference very shortly to clarify. Police hold fears for a woman who's disappeared after falling from a dragon boat on the Gold Coast. The 50-year-old woman disappeared during dragon boat training at Currumbin Creek around 7 o'clock last night. Meanwhile in Sydney, a search resumes this morning for a fisherman who's been washed off rocks at Kurnell in Sydney's southeast. And the Australian entertainer Rolf Harris has pleaded not guilty to new charges of indecently assaulting seven girls and women. The 85-year-old, who's currently serving time for sexual assaults on four young women, appeared via video link in the Westminster Magistrates Courts overnight in London.